When incumbent Kevin Mosher ran for a seat on the Sitka Assembly 3 years ago, he was concerned about the rising cost of living and the rising cost of local government.
I saw a steep increase in the utility rates. It just kept going up and up and up. And I ran on that we can't keep doing that forever, and I still stand by that.
In his first year on the Assembly, Mosher pushed hard for a pause on rate increases with some success. Along with other Assembly members, he called for a temporary hiring freeze at City Hall, and the group established a subcommittee to review city jobs as they became vacant. During his tenure, he also supported the hiring of a D.C. lobbying firm in the hopes of bringing more federal dollars to Sitka, and voted to reestablish the city's public relations post with grant writing responsibilities. And while he voted against a resolution declaring a climate emergency, he later co-sponsored an ordinance to establish a climate action task force.
I've said that I believe climate change is real. I'm not entirely convinced. I'm not 100% sure yet on how, you know, much we can do to control that we need to move forward with environmentally friendly things with a light or low carbon footprint. And so that's why I want to get behind this. I see it happening. I think it's a positive, and I want it to happen in a positive way.
Not all of those decisions were popular. And like most Assembly members who were new to public office, Mosher says his first few years in the role were a learning curve.
Trying to encompass and represent an entire population that has very diverse opinions is a huge challenge. But I think the biggest thing is I've learned, and I'm trying to learn to listen to all sides of every discussion or thought process, not just those that I tend to agree with, because everyone's opinion matters.
He says he's become more flexible in the last year or two and tries to strike a balance between maintaining city services and keeping costs down. And his perspective on rate increases changed a bit after sharing a cup of coffee with a Sitkan who he says had historical knowledge of the city's budget.
After that, I did do some more research and thought about it. And I came to the conclusion that, yeah, going forward, we need to try to do inflationary increases just to keep up so we can keep up our infrastructure funds, because there's a lot of work that needs to be done. I'm trying to, at this point, I've decided to try to just slow the rate of increase. There's a lot of things we can't control, but we have to try to work on what we can control.
Mosher joined the Sitka Assembly while the sale of Sitka Community Hospital to the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium was in progress. He wasn't a fan of the sale at the time, but in retrospect, he believes it was the right call. Shortly after the Assembly approved the sale documents, Mosher co-sponsored a resolution to fire the former city administrator.
You know, former administrator was a good man. I just don't think he was the perfect fit for it. And it was just something that I felt very strongly that we needed a change of direction, and we needed it quickly. I never meant to hurt anyone, ever. I would have preferred the whole process would have been done a lot more quietly, but it was what it was. But so I wish all the best for our former administrator.
The Assembly later hired John Leach, who took the reins of the city shortly before the coronavirus pandemic hit Alaska. Mosher says they were lucky to end up with an administrator with experience in emergency management and is proud of the work Leach is doing. If reelected, Mosher says he's focused on promoting community affordability and economic growth, and he hopes his experience will help him navigate the challenges Sitka may face in the next 3 years.
These are very turbulent times. I want to help provide stability, and I believe that I offer a balanced view. I try to. I feel like I just am just now getting kind of used to things and in the flow, and I want to continue and give more back.
If reelected, Kevin Mosher will serve a 3-year term on the Sitka Assembly. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.